kind of rocks.
Push the button. Hey, good morning. It's Brackets Hunter.
Oh, yeah.
7-11. Quick look at your forecast today. We got some rain possible, high of 40. Cloud, sun, kind of bleh. Tonight, more rain mixing with snow, low of 32. Then tomorrow, chance for some rain, becoming sunny, high of 37. So kind of crappy.
My phone said it's going to be kind of sunny the rest of the week.
Yeah? Your phone's stupid.
It is.
Because it's going to be crappy.
It was a smartphone.
Yeah.
Didn't make it to college.
Got to get the new Apple.
Oh, yes. Wait, bro. Brock got a new Apple phone after he knew.
Actually, it is funny. So the other day, real quick before we get to morning dump, I told everyone down, they were having one of the sales meetings down there, and people always joked about the phone that I had before because it was S5 Mini.
You'd have to put kerosene in it for it to work.
It's terrible. It was a pull start. It was awful. Mm-hmm. Ran by steam. So I told everyone, I'm like, hey, look, I got a new phone. And Zach, you know, our buddy Zach East, he made the comment. He's like, oh, won't you get the iPhone 6? And I said, they didn't have it, but I got the iPhone 7.
Ah!
And the look of disappointment on his face. It's perfect. I don't need a tablet. I don't need something that I can't hold in my hands.
That iPhone 7, dude, is just fine.
And it was cheaper.
Fine.
It's better than fine.
Just
it makes
fine.
My old phone look like a turd.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, I was using that other one. This is amazing.
Yeah, but don't show anybody with an Apple, man.
No, God,
especially
though.
With the, what, they have 11 now, 10?
Zach actually threw up in the trash can when I told him. He's like, you got to,
you're an embarrassment to these Apple people.
How dare you? But yeah, no, I love it. So that's great.
Yeah.
It's great.
It works.
Shows porn just like the old phone does, though. Let's do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. I have the best story to wrap this up, but I'll save it.
Okay.
New survey found that nappers were more likely to identify themselves as productive compared to non-nappers, 93% to 85%. Nappers were also more likely to say they were happy, 90 to 79, and confident, 89 to 79. Dude, I love naps. And I know I am very blessed to have a job that I have a schedule that I can work around. Mm-hmm. But folks, I'm telling you, if you get a chance, just take a 20-minute, 30-minute snooze.
Oh, yeah.
Do it on your lunch break.
Yep.
If you got an hour lunch break, spend half of it just taking a nap. I'm telling you.
It's like starting a whole new day, but
dude,
it's midday.
Dude, like leaders. Exactly. It's like it's a brand new day. A lot of influential leaders from the past, Winston Churchill, a lot of presidents, they took naps.
Yeah.
It helps out. You're not supposed to be up for like 15 hours straight. It's ridiculous.
What if you take a nap because you're so stoned? Does that count?
Yeah, I think so. I'll allow it.
I guess.
My daily routine includes getting up, a healthy breakfast, getting stoned, and then taking a nap.
Another nap.
And look at me. Not a wrinkle on my face. All right. I'll wrap it up with this. We'll keep it short and sweet today because, folks, after you take your nap, you can now get up and play with Micro Machines because they're coming back,
no
baby.
No way.
Micro Machines are the latest old school toy to make a comeback. The Tiny Toy Cars will be back with a new line that features an entire miniature city that can be folded up and hidden inside a larger motorhome, just like they sold back in the 80s and 90s.
Just four easy payments of $59.99.
I will pay. I'm an adult. I have my own adult money now.
You know?
I don't need to go, Mom, can you buy me the Micro Machines? I am buying these Micro Machines.
I'm going to get that whole set, and I'm going to set them outside of a window by the Christmas tree so when Marv comes in and tries to steal stuff from my house, he slips on them. No, those were in front of the stairs.
In front of the stairs.
I'm sorry. It was the glass in front of the window.
Yep.
It was the ornaments. But in front of the stairs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where the Micro Machines.
Micro Machines help save Kevin McAllister from being murdered by the Wet Bandits. If that's not enough for you to put those on your gift list, I don't. I think I had
the little jet as a kid, the little Micro Machine jet.
I don't know what's so appealing about it. Because of the size, it's got to be.
Yeah.
You think you want bigger and better, but there's something about a toy that you can like put 10 of them in your pocket and take them anywhere.
I just watched a whole thing on Hot Wheels.
Yeah.
How they took over and eventually bought, remember Matchbox cars?
Oh, God, yeah.
So Matchbox cars were the original OGs of little cars.
Yeah.
Then it came to Hot Wheels. Basically, Hot Wheels took it all over.
Mm-hmm.
And Micro Machines was in there somewhere, but it was something completely different.
Micro Machines came in a little bit later. Well, actually, a lot later on. But I, dude, this is so awesome. I think this is a toy that kids need to rally around. Mm-hmm. You have not lived until you've unfolded an RV and had a town that you can race your micro machines around.
So can you get your micro machines on the internet? Because that's how kids are going to play with it these days.
I'm sure you can.
So do they connect to Wi-Fi?
Yeah, yeah. Is it an app? Is it in the app? No, it's not. It's little pieces of metal that you can swallow.
Yes.
All right, these are deadly. Uh-huh. These will get lodged in your windpipe, young man, if you're not careful when you go to clean it off.
Still have a micro machine in my large intestine.
That's right. That puppy's staying there. That's made out of lead, too.
Yep.
All right? That's back when they made toys out of lead and lead-covered paint.
Make you a man.
That'll make you a man.
Yes.
You know, there's a constant pain in my side, but that pain reminds me of childhood. So get your micro machines.
Maybe that'd be a good topic we could talk about this week.
Toy is still in your small intestine?
All right. Mine would be crossfire balls.
It's wedged in there with about 9 pieces of Bazooka Joe. Yeah.
Or if you could bring back any toy from your childhood.
Yeah.
That might be a good one.
That might be a good one, yeah. You know,
micro machine.
No, it'll make me sad because I'm an adult now and I don't have any of my toys.
Yeah.
Different toys.
Can you still play with toys? Do you still play with toys?
Absolutely. Look at me. God's sake, I take naps every day. Of course I play with toys.
After the show, you need to go home, go to the basement, put every toy back in your toy box.
I still have that toy chest that looks like a treasure chest.
You just pour it all out. Mom is just over in the corner. God.
Mom, can I get some chocolate milk? Chocolate milk and a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Play with my toys.
I play with my toys.
The Morning Dub, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.
Well, hey there, good morning. Yeehaw!
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw. Which cannot be translated, by the way, in any other language.
Nope.
That's purely American.
Fully American.
We speak American here.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's 7:22. Let's get right to it. Your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light. Enjoy Bud Light while you're watching your sports. Maybe you're watching the Gatorade 250 today.
Don't blow it.
No, obviously it was kind of a crazy weekend. We had some big sports events. What happened?
Yeah, what happened? NCAA basketball happened yesterday. Michigan beating Indiana 89-65 there.
Suck it, Indiana.
There you go. Tonight, North Carolina going to be at Notre Dame, 7 o'clock. If you're an Irish fan, that's happening in South Bend. NHL yesterday, the Penguins beating the Red Wings 5-1. The Jets beat the Blackhawks 3-2.
Come here, Mr. Penguin.
It's too hot for a penguin to just be walking around. NBA last night, All-Star game. Pretty fun game to watch. It was zero defense, but you know what? We like offense, and we like high-scoring games, and that's what it was. 2020 NBA All-Star Game at the United Center last night in Chicago. Team LeBron beating Team Giannis 157-155. Asked Brock, I'm like, hey, what are you doing Sunday? Let's go check out that NBA All-Star Game. Brock's like, I don't have $300 to drop on a ticket.
That's what I kind of figured.
I don't have that much money. And I'm like, let's just look it up to see, you know? Nosebleeds, section 333, I think I was looking at. $1,400, Brock.
Like,
and that's not for a pair. That was per ticket.
That's standing in an aisle.
Yes.
Having to usher people. You actually had to work.
$1,400 for the nosebleed.
That's so stupid.
Couldn't imagine what front row would be.
Not to mention
watching that game last night, it was packed. They made some coin last night. But you know what? It was a fun game to watch. I only watched the third quarter until I passed out last night. But from what I saw, man, I saw the first half highlights, which were fantastic. Guys hitting half-court shots, throwing oops from full court, basically. This is just an all-star game.
I think it's fun, too, seeing guys just do, like, basically, they're shooting from the half-court line, and that's a three-pointer for them. Like, they can do that.
There was a point in the third quarter where they would dribble up. One guy would get his shot at three-point, nothing but net. Another guy would walk up. Doncic would walk up. Boom, hit a three. Then they'd pass it to another guy. Let's see what you got. Boom. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think I saw, like, 6 3-pointers in a row last night at one point. Jeez, man. The game has changed.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody is good now. Moving on, man. What you guys want to hear about? Big race over the weekend. And don't worry, we're not going to blow it.
We're not going to blow it this time.
It wasn't the Indianapolis 500. Brock!
Moron.
It wasn't the Southern 500 or the Kit Kat 150.
As fun as that race is, though.
As fun as that comes off the tongue. I love that. The Kit Kat 150. It's a good, fun, short race.
Short race, quick.
You know? Yeah. But that didn't happen. It was the Daytona 500.
Oh.
Postponed due to rain. It's going to take another day to determine the winner of the Daytona 500 NASCAR season opening race. Was postponed following a second rain delay, pushing the event to today, actually. It's the second time in 62 years and the first since 2012 that the Great American Race will finish on a Monday.
Crazy.
So there you go. Who do you think, man? Do you have any anybody that you think is going to win? Should we bet? Because I have no idea. It says right here.
Pulse, I think Ricky Bobby's going to win.
Well, it's funny you said Ricky because Ricky Stenhouse. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. was the leader after 20 laps into the race.
Nice.
But that's just 20 laps.
I love seeing some NASCAR drivers where you're like, one, they don't look old enough to drive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like there's nothing athletic about them.
Yeah.
But they are there whipping a car around a track at 195 miles an hour.
Dude, it is one of the, just like motocross, it's a physically demanding sport. Yeah. And people don't really realize how much they sweat and how much they actually work inside of that car.
It's crazy.
You know?
It's crazy.
I mean, think about it. You're going down a track 200 miles an hour. Everything. You don't have AC, bro.
No.
And you're in a full fire suit.
The windows are down, though, so that helps.
Right. You know, I would love to sit in one of those cars for two laps.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome, man.
Yeah.
But, yeah, a lot of horsepower. A lot of...
I mean, the CRV doesn't go 200 miles an hour?
It's close.
Like $150.
And you take the muffler off, dude.
Yeah. Whee! All right, that's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Everything that rocks.
Good morning. Mm-hmm. 7:35, it's Brock, it's Hunter. All right.
Alrighty then.
Let's get right to it. Your topic of the day brought to you by Joey C's Pizzeria, M139 in Benton Harbor. Go see them. They got some great new menu items. They got pizza, obviously, but they also have pasta. They have subs. Oh, dude, their subs are insane in the membrane.
Mm.
So go check it out. And actually, Joey C's fits in today really well with the topic of the day.
Absolutely.
What's the matter for you? No, that's not the topic. That's their saying, though. What is your favorite food to eat wrong, and how do you eat it?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people eat pizza crust first.
Crust first. That was actually an advertisement for a while.
Yeah.
I think one of the pizza places did something where they did something with the crust.
But there's
trying to get people to eat the crust first.
There's some people that I see eat it backwards, and I'm like, well, that's the handle. Yeah. What are you doing? You don't eat the handle first. That's how you hold on to the pizza.
100%.
It's made that way. You're eating it wrong. And they're like, no, it's the best part.
Right there with you, Brock.
It's the best part. I'm like, you're a psycho.
Raving.
Losing your mind, man. Losing your mind, man.
You doing anything crazy?
When it comes to food, I will be honest. I don't really get outside of the norm of food eating it wrong. I thought long and hard about this.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I would say I do that's probably eating wrong, and maybe I don't know if there is. There's no really wrong way to eat food.
Yes, there is.
Soup with a fork.
I mean.
You know, you got that. What I do is like a sandwich, I eat around. So, because the middle part is obviously the best. So, what I do is
saving
the
best for last.
So,
man.
Instead of just, you know, starting in one end and working my way to the other, I'll work my way around the sandwich until I have that perfect middle bite where everything is just meshed together so well.
How about this? Do you do it for two reasons? And the first reason is the one you just said.
Yeah.
Because the middle is the best.
Oh, for sure.
You also do it because if you eat around the sides a little bit, you get that perfect mouth-sized bite right in the middle.
Oh, exactly.
Which is the best bite of the sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
And it's perfectly, it fits your mouth.
You get all of the, and also, too, I can control.
I'll do that with pizza, too.
With pizza?
Yeah. I'll eat around the outside of the triangular piece. So I can get that nice mouth-fitting middle piece.
Just eat pizza normally. Hold the crust, put it in your mouth. What are you doing?
That's what I'm saying. I eat around the outside, and then I get the middle piece, just like you do with your sandwich.
Oh, so you leave it so it's almost like a T.
Yeah.
So you get that middle bite.
It's like a
T. Yeah.
And then that's a good analogy.
Very nice.
And you know what? You can dip it easier, too.
Oh, make
Don't
it
you hate it when you're trying to dip something and you can't get it in
there? Oh,
that's
the worst. Then you got to shake it, and then it all comes out.
Or you got to fold it a little bit.
Ridiculous.
No.
I don't want to do all that. So I guess that's probably the weirdest thing I do, or how I eat food wrong in that sense.
I don't particularly do anything crazily weird, Brock.
Yeah.
But I will say, if you go into my freezer right now at this given moment or any random time you'd like to go and take a peek into my freezer, there will be a frozen banana in there. I have no idea, Brock. I have no idea. And it's not me. It's my wife.
I know exactly why your wife's putting a banana in the freezer.
Oh, no. Now it's coming together. No. Why else would you have a... I always thought it was
and
like...
she ain't peeling that banana with their hands,
no,
brother.
Oh, no. Damn it.
Your wife keeps a frozen banana in there?
I just discovered this live on the air. Oh, man. Yeah, frozen banana, bro.
I want you to be home waiting for your wife.
Why
when
is
she comes home, I want you to be holding that banana back. Hey!
I always thought it was like superstition.
I've never heard of anyone putting a banana in there to eat a frozen.
I have no idea why she does it. Now I do.
The condoms right next to it didn't throw you off?
No. Frozen condoms do.
I like that cooling sense. This is what it's like to chew five gum. All right, we're going to take a quick break. 925-WIRX, comment on Facebook, your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What's your favorite food to eat wrong, and how do you eat it?
I'm going to run home real quick and talk to my wife.
No more bananas in this house.
Right.
Brock, everything that rocks.
Good morning, 745, Brock.
What's up? I just thought of one. Right as you pointed at me, I thought of one.
Food you eat wrong?
Yeah, it's not me either, again. I'm calling out basically my family.
If you say a frozen eggplant, I don't know what to do with myself.
If you go in my freezer right now, I'm telling you.
You're Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What's a food that you eat wrong, and how do you eat it?
My grandpa.
Yeah?
He used to put water in his cereal.
You told me about this once before.
Yeah.
That's...
And, dude, we're talking like 1980s, too. This is not like... You're not getting the best cereal, either. I'm talking like plain-ass, like Cheerios... Plain ass frosted, not just flakes. What were they before frosted flakes? Just flakes?
Oh, yeah.
A plain cereal and then water. I couldn't, even watch him do it.
I don't blame you for putting him in that home as soon as
you're
going,
Gramps.
You know what? You've lost it, old man.
Right.
You go to that home right there.
Obviously, things aren't all together upstairs because you're putting water.
What's wrong with you, Grandpa?
On your cereal,
Quiet.
Bro.
This is how we did it in the Great Depression.
Oh, it's not anymore. I'll take you to the store.
It's not just ice chests anymore. We actually have refrigerators that run on electricity. Nicholas had a good one. He said Sloppy Joe's. I put the Sloppy Joe meat in a bowl, ripped the buns into little pieces, put a splash of it, of open pit, and then mix it all together.
Yeah, that's not right.
That is not right at all.
That's not right, man.
Sloppy Joe, sloppy Joe.
Here's one thing I do with my Sloppy Joe, and I think people do this, is cheese.
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course.
Mustard, which is weird.
Never tried it with mustard.
Try it. Yeah. It's weird. I'm not a big mustard fan. Yeah. I can't eat mustard. I basically have mustard taken off my hamburger.
Yeah.
But mustard on a Sloppy Joe, for some reason, it works. And the original Lay's chips.
Oh, nice. A little crunch in there.
Yeah, so you throw the chips on there with cheese and some mustard. Dude,
I do a little hot sauce on my
game.
Sour cream's good, too.
Oh, yeah.
A little dollop of Daisy, if you will.
How about this?
Hmm.
Ketchup in your macaroni and cheese.
Oh, of course. That's not eating it wrong. If you don't put ketchup in your macaroni and cheese, you're missing out. It's so good.
I don't know.
It's so good.
It's not bad.
Oh, it's delicious.
Come on, man.
Shut up.
Pure cheese.
Your grandpa had water cereal. I trust your palate. That moved down a generation or two.
Could you cut up my hot dogs and put them in my macaroni and cheese, would you?
Dana said, I love plain spaghetti noodles with peanut butter and soy sauce on them. All right. You're obviously a serial killer, Dana, because that's the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. Plain spaghetti noodles with peanut butter and soy sauce?
How do you even make it?
Do you just mix it in there?
Yeah, because peanut butter's thick.
Good God.
And then soy? How did you even discover that? I mean, were you broke-ass poor in college and you were going through your cupboard and literally had noodles, peanut butter,
that has to be
soy sauce?
That or you are just high all the time. No, man.
I'm telling you, man. It's good, man.
Robert said, Kit Kats, I eat them whole. I'm actually guilty of that, too. I don't break them apart. I just bite into it.
Wait, what?
So instead of breaking apart one by one.
Yeah, because they come in fours.
Yeah, you just bite right into the four. That's what I do.
Yeah, it's psycho.
What?
Come on.
That's great. You get all of it.
You know how much work they put into that so you can break it apart?
There's some guy at Kit Kat who's looking at me through a window like, dude.
He's got his hands up like, you effing serious, man? Psycho?
He's been into it.
Right.
It's been hours.
You're probably like that owl who just bites his Tootsie Pop.
One, two.
That's not how you do it.
All right. We're going to take a quick break after I read Kayla's because I'm going to need a break after this. I saw a quick glimpse of it. I'm like, no way. Joey C's Pizzeria topic today. What's food do you eat wrong and how do you eat it? Kayla says, I cut pineapple into quarters, cover with sour cream, sprinkle brown sugar over the sour cream, and then cut into individual pieces and serve.
You might go on death row.
That's it. Yeah.
That's a life sentence.
Any officers listening right now, I want you to go to Kayla Smith's house.
Say that one more time.
Cut pineapples into quarters, cover them with sour cream, sprinkle brown sugar over the sour cream, cut into individual pieces, and serve. What? To the victims that you're keeping chained up in your basement, you psycho? Is that who you're serving that to, Kayla?
Ah,
what the hell?
Dude, that's bad.
It puts the lotion on its skin, and then it eats the pineapple in the sour cream. Ah!
Attention, Rex. Everything that rocks.
Good morning. Stop looking at it.
I can't. I just can't believe it. I got to read this ad. So this topic reminded me of something I saw on Reddit a long time ago, and I found it. And it's an old ad from like the 70s of Miracle Whip.
Yeah.
And this is what it says. I'm going to read you the title, and then I'm going to read the first like two sentences of the paragraph that they're advertising with. This it says, only Miracle Whip can make pears taste so good. Miracle Whip and pears, Brock.
Sounds great.
So listen to this. This is what it says as an explanation of it. Miracle Whip was specifically created to make even the simplest salads exciting. So they're putting Miracle Whip in their salad?
That's a salad dressing. Miracle Whip is a salad dressing.
But just a, it says, with just a pear half and a lettuce leaf, you can have a wonderful salad just by using Miracle Whip.
Grandma, I'm putting you down.
I'm putting you down, Grandma. That is dead.
If you bring that pear salad wrap over here, I'm putting you down. Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What food do you eat wrong, and how do you eat it? Maybe you like pears and Miracle Whip, you psycho. Michelle said, I love pizza, but I prefer it with no sauce. Michelle, I'm going to blow your mind.
Oh, wow.
That's called cheese bread.
All right. Yeah.
No, it's pizza, just no sauce.
Why not the sauce?
It's the best, but one of the best places.
Does she not really not like it?
I don't know. See, I love it. More sauce, the better. Sarah said, okie dokie popcorn with a spoon so I don't get orange sticky fingers. My God.
What a psycho. What? Come on.
Well, I'm just sitting there just spooning okie dokie cheese popcorn into my mouth.
Are you eating a bowl of cereal? No, it's popcorn.
It's cheesy popcorn. What? Why?
Dude.
Then you get second meal, though, when you lick your fingers off.
You know what? I'm going to go the extra level and say, you know what? Try using a fork and just stab the popcorn. It might work out better.
No, you're
trying to balance all that.
No, take that fork and stab yourself in the neck.
There you go.
Psycho. Brandon said cheese in a can right out of the can. Well, obviously, that's not. I do that right there. Mm.
So is he talking about like the
easy cheese?
The easy cheese?
Easy cheese, yeah.
Because you can buy like nacho cheese in like a legit like can.
He didn't specify. I'm guessing like the easy cheese, but if he's just doing like spoonfuls of nacho cheese
out of the can, you got to open with a can opener?
God, I can smell it coming out of your pores.
I didn't even know they made that until I saw it in the taco aisle the other day. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Cheese in a can, huh?
Yeah, cheese in a can.
I will do the easy cheese, though.
Yeah.
My wife hates it.
Oh, so
every
good.
Time we buy it, she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, you should try it.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It is.
And it, like, you can have it. It's cheese that you can leave at room temperature.
Yes.
It doesn't need to go in the fridge.
It lasts for hundreds and thousands of years.
My bomb shelter is full of easy cheese.
In Ritz?
In Ritz, of course. Ritz,
yes.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Good God, eat like a king.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tempt me with a good time. All right, Philip, I swear to God, this is not cool. He says he eats his gyro with ketchup and not tzatziki sauce. What is wrong with you?
No, dude.
That is a Greek delicacy, and you're ruining with ketchup? Philip, come on, man.
Oh, ketchup is it's made to hide flavors. It's made to make things taste better that don't taste good.
Dustin drinks the Clausen's pickle juice out of the jar. He obviously has people in his basement as well. TJ, French fries with a fork.
I've done that before.
I'm right
there with them on that one. Especially like you get the chili cheese fries.
Yeah.
You know, with the,
you got to.
It's almost way too messy. Plus, it's just those fries are buried. You need a fork to get down to the fries.
Derek's. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God.
His computer monitor just went
shut
out.
Shut off. Derek.
Derek.
He said Snickers bar with a knife and fork on a plate.
I mean, that's just delicate, man. That's a delicacy.
Yes.
I mean, I've never done it, but I could see it.
Eat the damn Snickers bar. Let's see.
I mean, Brock, they are that good.
Sherry does steak with ketchup. Come on.
Just, I want it well done and bring me some ketchup.
Make it a hockey puck and then
bring it out.
All the ketchup.
A bed of ketchup.
A bed of ketchup. And then also bring me one of those salad-wrapped mayo pears.
Yeah.
For God's sake.
You get the hell out of here.
You know, I was hungry, but I've lost my appetite. Right. Thank you, everyone. All right, we'll be back with more. Stick around. Rock.